Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour, we'll be featuring eight different Motown artists in their first and last Top 40 Billboard pop hit. This half hour, we'll hear from Michael Jackson, David Ruffin, Rare Earth, and Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell together. All coming up for the next half hour as we feature Motown artists' first and last Top 40 hit.
Keep on. walking out the door. But those cards you got around me will lock me go someday. And I'd rather leave you holding on than pushing me away. So I'm leaving.
I'm leaving.
Yes, I am.
Motown Mummy from David Ruffin, Walk Away From Love. That was his last top 40 song on the Motown record label, reaching number 9 in the United States pop charts from 1975. Before that, David's first top 40, number 9 from 1969, My Whole World Ended the Moment You Left Me. Before that, Michael Jackson's last top 40 on the Motown record label, Farewell My Summer Love, reaching number 38 in 1984. By the way, that was recorded in August of 1973 and withheld for 11 years because Michael was having so much success on the Epic record label. And we started with Michael's first top 40 on the Motown record label, Got to Be There, number 4 from 1971. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we're featuring 8 different Motown artists and their first and last top 40 charting song on the Billboard pop charts. Coming up, Rare Earth's first top 40 on the Motown record label, Get Ready. Well, Get Ready was written by Smokey Robinson, which resulted in 2 hit records for the Motown record label, a number 29 version by The Temptations in 1966, and a number 4 version by Rare Earth in 1970, which we'll hear. It was significant for being the last song that Smokey wrote and produced for The Temptations due to a deal Berry Gordy made with Norman Whitfield that if Get Ready did not meet with the expected degree of success, which it didn't. As a result of this, Norman Whitfield replaced Smokey Robinson as The Temptations group's producer. Well, Rare Earth's version of Get Ready was the band's first recording for Motown, and it was based on a version of the song it performed as a closing number to their live performances. Well, their version sold in excess of 1 million copies in the United States, earning a gold certification from the RIAA. Well, in the live show, each member of the band performed a solo, resulting in a 21-minute rendition of the song. Well, Rare Earth wanted to release Get Ready as a single, but Motown declined at first, issuing the unsuccessful song called Generation Light Up in the Sky as the band's first single. Finally deferring to the band's wishes in February 1970, Motown released a 3-minute edit of the song as a single from the 21-minute version, which became a hit. Well, here is Get Ready, Rare Earth, right here on Motown.
Never mind. Stop making love.
gevallen.
All the great Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
Listen, baby, ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough, baby.
If you need me, call me.
Motown Memories. Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
The dynamic duo of Marvin Gaye and Tammi Terrell together, Good Lovin' Ain't Easy to Come By, and that was their last top 40 hit, reaching number 30 from 1969. Before that, Marvin and Tammi's first top 40, Ain't No Mountain High Enough, a great song, reaching number 19 from 1967. Before that, Rare Earth's last top 40, Hey Big Brother, number 19 from 1971, and their first top 40 was only 1 year previous to that, in 1970, Get Ready, reaching number 4. Well, this half hour, we featured four different Motown artists and their first and last Motown Top 40 charting song. Well, coming up after the break, another four Motown artists with their first and last Motown Top 40 song. So keep it right here on Motown Memories.